This is WHYY News in Philadelphia. I'm Priyanka Tiwari. The U.S. Supreme Court has given preliminary approval to President Trump's executive order restricting mail-in voting ahead of November's midterm elections. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slachansky has more on what it could mean for the Commonwealth.
The 6-3 ruling stays a lower court injunction that prohibited federal agencies from developing state citizenship lists and prioritizing investigations of election officials who provide ballots to ineligible voters. The justices did not decide whether those policies are legal, but state officials say that the decision threatens to inject chaos into the voting process just weeks before the election. In an interview before the decision, Philadelphia City Commissioner Seth Bluestein told WHYY News that Pennsylvania counties already verify the identity of every male voter.
In our federalist system, states and counties run elections. And Philadelphia, like the other counties in the Commonwealth, already verifies that a ballot is only counted if the voter's identity has been confirmed on their application. So we already know that only eligible voters are voting by mail.
Most counties have already ordered ballot envelopes for the November election, which would have to be replaced if the executive order is enacted. Carmen Russell-Suchansky, WHYY News.
Two Pennsylvanians have died after contracting measles, state health officials announced Tuesday. Their deaths mark the first measles-related fatalities in the United States this year. Both were residents of Lancaster County, the epicenter of a statewide measles outbreak. Health officials have been holding pop-up vaccination clinics across the Commonwealth to offer measles, mumps, and rubella shots. Here's Pennsylvania Health Secretary Dr. Deborah Bogan.
We have seen that when measles reaches a community, the interest in getting vaccinated increases. But we know families often have questions before they seek a vaccine. We want to have meaningful conversations so that everyone can understand and be confident in the protection available through the vaccine.
State leaders say they're helping schools prepare for possible measles infections. Pennsylvania is suing Snapchat's parent company over allegations that the social media platform puts children at risk. Attorney General Dave Sunday says Snapchat understates the amount of mature content on its platform to qualify for a 13-plus rating, encourages compulsive use, and creates opportunities for predators. The lawsuit is seeking civil penalties and additional safeguards for children. And in sports, the Phillies lost to the Mariners 4-1 yesterday in Seattle. The teams will play again this afternoon. First pitch will be at 4:10 p.m. Eastern Time. Jesus Luzardo gets the start for the Phils. Currently, it is 70 degrees in Philadelphia. Mostly sunny today, high near 87. Tonight's low around 70, and showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. This is WHYY.